What's good, y'all? Welcome back. It's your boy, Shiny Sean, year six. Still can't rap, man. It's been year six and I still not a rapper, man. I need to hit up Spiffy, for real. Teach me some bars. But anyways, what's good, y'all? Welcome back, man. How y'all been, man? It's been a minute, I know. But here we are, season four. Season four, man. I just want to thank God because, yes, it's season four. I actually made a podcast, so let's clap it up to that. But it's year six. Year six since I done this show. It's been a long journey. I just want to, first of all, the fans, the supporters, the haters. Thank you, bro. All y'all helped shape and form me to become better, become me. And so just for that, I thank you. I thank you for this amazing journey. I thank you for just helping me and just pushing me to go forward. And without y'all, you know, there won't be no Shiny Sean Monday. There won't. I would have stopped that a long time ago. Shoot. Like I said in my promo video, shout out to Nate Russell, Brandon Jenkins, Jordan Burns. They inspired me to do this show all the way back when, for the real fans that out there, they know Shiny Sean Monday started on Snapchat, if you didn't know. They the real ones. So, like, y'all know, you know, I started it sophomore year at the Gehenna Lincoln High School, you know. And now look where we at. We officially, you know, it's a podcast now. It's not on Snapchat no more. It's not on IG Live no more. God's just so good, man. God's just so good. But let's commence to the hot topics, man. Let's you already know how it is, man. So first thing for the hot topics. Oh, I guess I already talked about hot topics. I miss y'all. But the second hot topic. Henry Ruggs III? Hold on, man. We just got to pause the music real quick because this is serious. I'm definitely, you know, just sending thoughts and prayers to him, you know, his family and, you know, the family that lost, I think it was a girl that died in a car crash. Anyways, just sending love and to, you know, to the victims, you know, family. Dude, it's just a sad story. It's a tragic story, man. Like, Henry, man, like, you drunk. You was drinking while driving, bro. But not even that. You were going 156 miles per hour. Miles per hour. Y'all know how fast that is, y'all? Miles per hour. Man, and just kill somebody, man. Like, man. Just, I ain't got really nothing to say, man. It's just, it's tragic. You know, I wish nothing but the best. And praying all can go well and everybody can find their peace with this because it's just sad, man. It really is sad. But let me commence to the next topic, y'all. For the next topic is I am doing a special episode at the end of season four. It might not be right after the final episode. But there will be a special episode, and I'm strictly talking about HBCUs. So, please, make sure y'all stay tuned, all right? But anyways, that is it for the hot topics. No question for the day. I ain't get no questions this time, but it's okay. If you have questions, send them the questions to my way on my social media, IG, Twitter, on Snapchat. And I'll answer the question. I'll give you a shout out for episode two. But let's commence into the main topic, y'all. So first, you know, we're going to talk about I ain't about to hide this. The topic for today is purpose. Sean, didn't we do that season one? Ah, you've been paying attention. I see you. I see you. Yes, we did. We talked about purpose season one, but I feel like it needs to come back again. Shine Sean Monday in general, I really don't, you know, try to talk about the same topic throughout each season. I just don't do that. But with my theme for this season, my theme for this season is what you do now will affect your future. So, you know, I'm talking about topics that relate to the theme. So purpose was one of them. I listened to purpose for, you know, episode one. I felt like, okay, you know, I was, you know, trying to get used to it, you know, being on podcast. And now I feel like, okay, I can actually really do it now. Let's involve this purpose episode. I feel like I can do better, you know, after hearing it. So that's exactly what we're going to do. So finding your purpose is more than just a dream, is more than just a thought, a goal that will never come true. It's actually a tool for you to get better, be happier, and have a healthier life that too few people attempt to use. In America, 1/4 of America has a clear sense of their purpose. Only 1/4 of America, the United States, North America, 1/4. So that's around 82,750,633 people. So that portion compared to the world is equivalent to 1% of the world. And that's not counting everybody else around the world. That's not counting, you know, I'm only counting Americans. About 1%. And why is that? Why is it only a small portion of we trying to find our purpose? And so I really believe that we really have to take time to just get to know ourselves, spend time with ourselves, self-awareness, self-love. You know, I feel like with purpose, I feel like people, I feel like people have an idea of their purpose, but I feel like, is it really their purpose? Because, you know, some people do careers or, you know, have goals they want to reach just for the money, the fame, you know, the glory, the honor, you know, but not really on doing it for because they love to do it. They're doing it because that makes them happy. They're doing it for love, you know. And so that's a huge problem, because if you do things for the money or for the fame, man, it's only going to temporarily make you happy. It's only going to temporarily make you happy. And the result is going to cause you stress. You're not going to feel good. You're going to, you know, not going to be happy with the results that you come up with. But let's break it down. Like I said, we're talking about purpose. Purpose has a destination. Purpose is determination. And purpose is delightful. So, determination. We all know with purpose, you will have destination, determination, delightful. So, purpose. Purpose has a destination. With purpose, you have, you know, a game plan. You have strategies. You have on what route you need to take. You have on, hey, I need to do X and Y and Z. I need to do this. I need to do that in order to fulfill my purpose, in order to reach my goals, in order to become successful, in order to become the best me that I can be. Purpose has destination. And so once when you get that destination, then it comes to a question on how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? And so the destination transition to the determination. It builds purpose, builds hunger, the drive, the motivation. Because once when you start, you really don't want to stop. It's like you really, I'll give you an example. It's like you reading. It's like, have you ever read like a good book or even watch a good movie? Let's just say, you know, you everybody done this before. You turn on the TV, everybody was like really on cable TV, not this, you know, YouTube and Roku stuff, you feel me? But, you know, you had the TV, you turn in the channel, you know, you trying to see what's on. But let's just say a show or a movie caught your attention. And so snap. Okay, you caught my attention. So like the more you watch, the more you tune in, the more you locked in, you really paying attention because you wanna know what's gonna happen next. You wanna know what is the result gonna be at the end of the movie? What's gonna happen? Is he gonna get this happy ever after? Is she gonna get this happy ever after? Is it gonna be tragedy at the end? I just need to know. Well, purpose does that with you. Because you know your purpose and you wanna see your end goals. Everybody has goals that they wanna reach. So once you start working hard on it and you become you get closer or get steps or you moving steps forward to your goals and to your purpose, you really don't want to stop. You want to keep going because it builds that drive. And it's like, dang, like I started, man. I have to finish. I have to finish. And the more you pursue, the more you know who you are and the happier you will be. It's literally, with purpose, it's like you're going on, I feel like, multiple journeys. Like you're going on a journey of, you know, building the person, you're finding on who you are. So you're going on the journey of identity. You're going on another journey of becoming successful. You know, you're already on the journey of life. So it's like, you know, with purpose, it's just good, man. Just really good. Now, the last point, delightful. Of course, when the purpose brings joy, purpose brings peace, purpose brings happiness. You know who you are. You are reaching for your goals. You're accomplishing your goals. And it puts a smile on your face. It really does. Because you're not following the world. You're not going out and trying to do something that is not of you. You're doing you. And that brings so much joy and peace and happiness into your life. Now, by you being you for who you are, of course, you know, there will become, you know, people might look at you. You know, because it's like, dang, why you not following the world? And it makes you feel like a descendant, you know, and it makes you feel like, you know, like you're really like an outcast. But nah, it's okay. It's okay. You know, you're fine because you're doing what you love to do. I feel like that's so hard because I feel like people put so much. I feel like other people put so much pressure on others, you know, to really be a part of the crowd or really be to do what you do. I'll give you an example. Social media does it very well. It does the job very well. You know, you see on social media about relationships, how it looks all peaceful and happiness and all this and this and that. But, you know, it makes it seem like, oh, you know, I gotta have that. I gotta be in a relationship. Or like, you know, you see people successful, you see people like making money or staying with their money, like, oh, I need that. Oh, I need that. Oh, I need that car. Oh, I need that. Or, you know, or the red flags and the green flags. Oh, you gotta be like this and you ain't this, red flag. Oh, if you like this, you green flag. It's social media can be such a distraction on your purpose. It can be a huge distraction. And, you know, if you ignore those distractions and really focus on you, you are going to be okay. Now, this journey of finding your purpose, it's not easy. It's never easy. But if you take it one step at a time, you will be just fine. For you already know, y'all, I'm a Christian, so I gotta break it down. Because in Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, God is always with you. He never left you, never abandoned you, nor forsaken you. He always go ahead of you. So don't be afraid. Take, literally, if that means you have to walk, then walk. As long as you moving forward into your purpose, you tapping in, as long as you taking time for yourself, you know, as long as you spending time, you know, building up, write down your goals. Right, if you writing down your goals on what you want to do and what you want to become and how to do it and how to go get it, you're gonna be fine. You're gonna be okay. And for the people that, you know, not Christians, go ahead and go do it. Do it. Build your self-awareness. And I promise you, once when you build that self-awareness, you build that self-love, it's going to be easier to find your purpose. It's going to be extremely easier. And in the path, you will understand your path more. You will understand on what routes you need to take. Now, like I said, the routes ain't going to be easy, but you know what you have to do. So it's going to build your mind and be determined, like, okay, I got it. It's going to be hard, but I got it. I can do it. I can get it. Boom. And then while you're going through the pain and the struggles and the challenges, you're going to have a smile on your face because you're doing all this hard work because you know this is going to make you happy. This is going to make you love. But that's it, y'all. That is it for purpose. Just remember, purpose is a destination. It helps you create a path on where what you need to do to reach your purpose, reach your goals, reach your dreams to become successful. And so with that, it brings determination, it brings hard work, it brings a willpower, it brings motivation and energy. And so the results of all that, purpose helps you become at ease. It helps you become peace. It helps you feel good about yourself because purpose is building on who you are. But that is it, y'all. We gonna commence into the call-in section. Ooh. And then we have our first caller. So caller, please state your name and where you from.
Hi, my name is Session Quan Garrett. I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Minty, man. What's up, man? This is your first time on the show, man. How you feeling, dog?
You know, I'm feeling good. You know, I can't complain.
Yes, sir. Okay, so the question of the day, since it's just the first episode, we not gonna really do too much because I haven't been here for a minute. So I'm just checking in on you, man. How you been, man? How them classes, though?
You know, see, this is my first time in college, you know, my freshman Factual. Year, first semester. Factual. So, I mean, they're going steady. They're not perfect,
okay.
You know.
Okay.
Gotta keep it real, but, you know, it's a learning experience, so I'm taking it one day at a time.
As you should, man. You already know the vibes, man. I'm proud of you. I'm glad I can be, you know, your mentor, and you already know we just gonna keep on going from here, man. But you already know, man, you're the first caller. You are the lucky caller of the day. So tell them where they can follow you at, bro.
You know, follow me at SSG Sir, you know, Instagram and on Snapchat, you know.
Okay, man. Hey, man. Y'all better make sure y'all show my boy, my mentee, Sir, some love, man. Go follow him. But appreciate you, Sir, man. Definitely going to see you tomorrow at school.
That's cool. All right.
All right, bet. Peace. Next caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
Sincere call. I'm from Dayton, Ohio.
Is that my twin?
Please.
Yeah. I got my twin on the show, y'all. Oh my god. The first episode of season 4. I feel so good. So, twin, we just gonna go straight to it. So, like, the question of the day, it ain't really, I'm not doing too much this time. So, I'm just asking you, man, how you been, twin? That's it.
I've been living. I've been chilling. It's just the schoolwork. I've been
Say school, bro. Cause school, we not even gonna talk about it. Just school. But thank you, twin. You already know, man. Twin, you the lucky card of the day. So please, you know, after the show, man, send me your Cash App, and I'm about to give you, you know, $5.
All right, man. I'm about to send it through.
For sure. But all right, twin, I'll see you later.
All right,
lucky. Love you too, man. And that is it for the lucky callers in the call-in section. And we will, hopefully I get more callers for the next episode as we will have a special guest for episode 2. Yes, y'all. Excited for this special guest, man. And I'm looking forward to just, you know, kicking it up and just talking with the special guest. So that's it, y'all. I love each and every one of y'all. Be safe, be smart, be alert, and most importantly, live life. And we'll see you next Monday. Shani Shan out. Peace.